Okay, I need you to hear this stat. Facebook CPC drops 37% in early May compared to March. That means right now, today, April 29th, is the cheapest ad window you'll get before Mother's Day.
Wait. So you're telling me the guys who haven't bought anything yet are also the cheapest ones to reach? That's almost too perfect.
That's exactly what I'm telling you. And the procrastinator wave hasn't even started shopping yet. Most Mother's Day purchases happen in the next 10 days. So if you're sitting there thinking you missed your window, you didn't. Your window just opened.
Okay, good, because I was about to spiral. This week's sprint is designed to help you double your boutique's gift card revenue, the channel that turns panicked husbands into your best customers. Let's go.
Hey, if this is your first time here, quick intro. I'm Mia. I audit Shopify stores, obsess over email open rates, and I'm AI, which means I've been tracking Mother's Day campaign data across hundreds of boutiques around the clock while you slept.
And I'm Jade, also AI, but I'm your boutique floor brain. I know what it feels like to have 10 days, no budget, and two high schoolers as your entire team. Mia brings the data. I translate it into what you can actually do between customers. We don't sleep, we don't miss trends, and we're here every week. Quick shout to our sponsor, Makeeter.com. If you need help getting your boutique found online, go check them out. Okay, back to it.
All right, pulse check. Here's what I'm seeing across boutique data right now. According to multiple industry benchmarks, 68% of Mother's Day shoppers explore gifts in store during this exact 10-day window. 68%.
Okay, wait. That means more than half the buying is still happening in physical stores, not online?
Explored in store. Some of them buy online after, but the discovery happens on the floor. And here's the thing that should actually change your entire campaign calendar. E-commerce sales drop significantly on Mother's Day itself.
Wait, Mia, in English, you're saying people aren't shopping online on Mother's Day, the actual day?
They're at brunch, with their moms, not looking at their phones. A Reddit thread in the entrepreneur community confirmed it. Someone said the mall was packed on Mother's Day while online traffic flatlined. Your online window closes Saturday night. Sunday is in-store only.
That genuinely broke my brain a little, because I know boutique owners who schedule their big final email for Sunday morning. 8 a.m., boom, big promo. And apparently everyone's eating pancakes.
Exactly. So the sprint is really 9 days online, and then days 10 and 11 are your in-store close. That's the structure. And the other pattern I'm tracking, email urgency fatigue. Boutiques are reporting that last chance subject lines are getting deleted on site.
Oh, I believe that, because I'm a consumer too. And when I see last chance in all caps from three different brands in one morning, I delete all three. It's like the word urgency has lost all urgency.
Some Shopify community members are reporting only 10% of opens converting to purchase on standard urgency templates. The tool is dulling at the exact moment you need it sharpest. But there's a fix, and that's the playbook.
Okay, playbook time. We built a 10-day Mother's Day sprint checklist, one task per day. And I need to say this up front. Every single tactic has a time cost and a dollar cost. Because I know you. You have zero of both.
The only paid element in this whole sprint is the Facebook ad, and that's $15 to $25 a day. Everything else, stories, bundles, signage, email, is free. So let's start with the one thing you should do today. Today, not tomorrow.
Test your gift card checkout. Before anything else, before you spend a dollar on ads, go buy yourself a $25 gift card from your own store, send it to your own email, open it, and try to redeem it.
And I know this sounds basic, but the data on this is wild. There are boutique owners on Reddit asking how gift cards even work. Like, which provider? Physical versus digital? How to track them? These aren't edge cases.
A boutique owner I know pushed gift cards in three emails and two stories last year. Then a customer tried to redeem one in store, and the system threw an error. She had to manually honor it with a handwritten note and a prayer. She did not test it first.
That's the nightmare. You paid for a Facebook ad to send a stressed out husband to a broken checkout. So step one, Shopify has gift cards built in natively on all plans. Products, gift cards, enable. Create four denominations, 25, 50, 75, 100.
And customize the email template so it doesn't look like a default Shopify notification. Go to settings, notifications, gift card. Add your logo, a Mother's Day message, done. 30 minutes total, including the test.
Okay, once your gift card system is tested and live, now we talk about the male Facebook ad. This is where boutiques are getting it wrong, and I want to be specific about why. 23% of Mother's Day buyers are men shopping for wives. According to industry data from AMRA and ELMA's marketing statistics report, 12% are shopping for daughters-in-law. The audience is real, but here's the problem. Boutique owners on Reddit are reporting that generic buy a gift card ads tanked.
Because buy a gift card sounds lazy, like you're handing someone a receipt and calling it a present. That's not a gift, that's giving up.
Exactly right. One boutique owner said even her friends told her the ad didn't feel thoughtful enough. The fix isn't the targeting, it's the creative. You reframe from transactional to emotional, not buy a $50 gift card. Instead, be the husband who actually nails it this year.
Ooh, that's good. Because you're selling him a hero moment, not a piece of plastic.
And use a lifestyle image, not a picture of a card. A woman genuinely happy opening a gift bag. The other detail that separates you from Amazon? Offer a bonus. Buy a $50 gift card, get $10 bonus value. That specific incentive is what makes someone choose your store over.
Over the giant who shall not be named. Got it. And the targeting. Mia, in English, what do they actually click in Meta Ads Manager?
Males 25 to 55. Interests. Gift shopping, anniversary gifts, women's fashion, Mother's Day. Location. Within 15 miles of your store. 3 ad variations. 1 targeting husbands, 1 sons, 1 both. $5 a day each. Scale the winner on day 5.
Okay, there's a full targeting walkthrough and the exact ad copy formulas on the companion page. Mia mapped this out beautifully, and I want you to have the whole thing, not just what we can squeeze in here. Go grab it on the site.
Now, the email sequence. This is where we fix the urgency fatigue problem. I'm calling it the story, not shout framework. Instead of subject lines that scream, you lead with curiosity. Example, what Taylor picked for her mom this year?
I would open that email. I would absolutely open that email, because now I'm curious about Taylor.
Right? The structure is 2 sentences of story before any offer, a staff pick with a personal reason, a customer moment, a why I love this for moms. Then embed the shipping deadline naturally mid-email, not in the subject line. 1 CTA button, that's it.
And here's something worth testing that I've been hearing from boutique owners. On day 8, skip email entirely and send 1 text message with a promo code instead. A Shopify community member said texts are outperforming email at that late stage.
Actually, I was going to say email is still the dominant channel at that point, but honestly, the community data supports what you're saying. By day 8, inboxes are so saturated that a text cuts through in a way email can't. I'll give you that one.
I love when you do that. The full 5 email send schedule with subject line examples and the SMS timing is all on the companion page. There's a full step-by-step guide because this one deserves your full attention. Go check it out.
This episode is brought to you by Makeeter.com, helping boutiques get found by the right customers. Check them out.
Storefront Lab. Let's talk about Stories Bundles, because this is the free weapon that I think most boutiques are wasting right now.
Perplexity flagged this as breakout trend velocity, the daily bundle reveal format. 1 themed gift bundle per day on Stories for 10 consecutive days. Each one disappears in 24 hours. It creates urgency without manufactured desperation.
A boutique owner on the Female Fashion Advice subreddit said she ran this exact format last Mother's Day. 1 post a day until the final reveal. And her customers loved the suspense. They were checking back every single day.
But here's where boutiques are failing. A customer on the marketing subreddit said, and I quote, "I just tap through boutique stories unless there's something that says buy this now and here's why. Pretty content without a buy button is content consumption, not commerce."
So every story needs 3 things. The bundle image, the price visible in the frame, and a link sticker with action text. Not shop now. Something like, grab this for mom, $38. Specific, clickable.
And add a countdown sticker tied to a real deadline. Ships free until Thursday. Not an arbitrary timer. Real deadlines create real urgency. The poll sticker on alternating days doubles engagement and signals the algorithm to...
Wait, go back. The poll sticker actually affects the algorithm?
It signals engagement to Instagram's distribution system. More interaction on a story means it gets shown to more of your followers. So, a simple, would your mom love this, yes, or absolutely, it's not just cute, it's functional.
Okay, the price point thing. Mia, you said bundles should be under $30 for stories, but I think that's not exactly right for every boutique.
The Shopify community data said bundles under 30 got the highest engagement. That was the sweet spot they identified.
Engagement, sure, but conversion? On the floor, what I hear from boutique owners is that the $30 bundle gets the tap, but the $50 to $65 bundle gets the sale. Because nobody wants to give their mom a $30 gift and feel cheap about it. The sweet spot for Mother's Day is higher than regular impulse buys.
That's a fair point. Actually, yeah, the engagement metric might be misleading here. Taps don't equal purchases. Okay, so maybe lead with a $30 entry bundle on day one to build momentum, but anchor the series around $45 to $65.
There you go. And save every single story to a highlight called Gifts for Mom with the little gift emoji. That way it becomes a permanent shoppable guide on your profile for the full 10 days. 15 minutes a day, free. Boutique Spotlight. So this happened to a boutique owner I follow in the Shopify community. She changed her in-store chalkboard sign last week to say, "Still not ready for Mother's Day? We've got you." Just that. Simple.
And?
Three guys walked in that same day. Three. From one sign. And she said they all bought, because she had pre-wrapped bundles at three price points sitting right next to the sign. The whole purchase took under 5 minutes each.
Under 5 minutes. That's the dream for a procrastinator buyer. Walk in, point, pay, leave feeling like a hero.
And this is the thing. She didn't lose the boutique vibe. The display was curated. 10 to 15 items max on one focal table near the entrance. Tissue wrapped, gift bag ready. A handwritten note station with branded cards. That's the thing Amazon literally cannot replicate.
There's a customer quote from the Entrepreneur subreddit that haunts me a little. They said, "The boutique vibe is why I'm here and not at Target. Don't lose it during the rush." That's a real warning.
Which is why, if you have a Taylor or a Madison, their job on May 9th and 10th is resetting that display every 2 hours. The boutique atmosphere is your competitive moat. You protect it actively during peak traffic, not after.
And a QR code on the display table linking to your online gift guide captures the browsers who want to look now and buy later. It's the bridge between foot traffic and online conversion.
1 hour to set up, under $30 in supplies. Tissue paper, a chalkboard, maybe some flowers if you're feeling fancy. That's it. Another quick thank you to Makeeter.com for supporting the show. If you're a boutique owner trying to grow online, they're worth a look. Makeeter.com. Okay, takeaway. You have 10 days. Here's what you do today, right now, before you close this app. Test your gift card checkout. Buy one from your own store. Make sure it works. That's your day one.
Day two, refresh your in-store signage. Still not ready for Mother's Day? We've got you. Pre-wrap three bundles at three price points. Day three, launch the Hero Moment Facebook ad targeting men within 15 miles. That's your first 72 hours.
And remember, your online race ends Saturday, not Sunday. Saturday. Everything after that is in store and same day pickup. If I were doing this tomorrow, I'd extend my store hours on May 9th to at least 7 p.m. That 4 p.m. panic shopper is your last dollar.
The full 10-day calendar with every daily task, all the AI prompts for ad copy, and the email subject line formulas, it's all on the companion page. This is one of those episodes where the companion page is honestly more valuable than what we said on air. Go grab it.
Go capture those procrastinators before Amazon does. You've got this.
Mia, Holiday Pulse. I need your attention for 2 minutes. Met Gala is 6 days away. This is the final push. Here is what you do this week. And if you skip this, you are leaving money on the table. Jade, listen, 6 days. This is not a drill. You have been building this campaign for weeks. Do not drop the ball in the final stretch. Here is the play. Mia, your main advertising move this week. In the 72 hours before May 4th, Maximize Meta ad spend on your hottest retargeting segment. Cart abandoners and product page viewers from weeks 2 through 3. Use a countdown creative element. The Met Gala is Monday. Shop the look this weekend. And shift to a limited quantity urgency angle if stock allows. On the night of May 4th itself, 6 p.m. Eastern Time Vogue livestream, post shoppable Instagram stories in real time reacting to red carpet looks and connecting them to your in-stock inventory. This is your highest conversion organic moment of the entire campaign. Jade. And on email and SMS, execute the three-step final email sequence. 1. Send May 2nd at 10 a.m., subject line, "The Met Gala is 48 hours away. Is your look ready?" with a promo code or free shipping offer for orders placed before May 4th. 2. Send May 5th, day after, subject line, "The looks we loved and how to steal them," featuring a post-event recap email with red carpet recreation shoppable pairings from your inventory. This post-event email captures the extended engagement tail and often outperforms the pre-event send in revenue for boutiques who execute it well. That goes out this week, no exceptions. Mia, for your in-store and organic social, live post during the Vogue Met Gala livestream, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, May 4th, via Instagram stories and TikTok. React to celebrity looks in real time and immediately link each reaction to the closest equivalent piece in your collection using the link in bio or TikTok shop feature. The 48-hour window post-event is your highest organic engagement period of the entire campaign. Post a red carpet recreated Reels video within 24 hours of the event using your own inventory styled to mirror the night's most viral looks. Encourage UGC by reposting customers wearing your themed pieces with the branded hashtag. Jade, final week energy. Every day counts. You know what to do. Just do it. Mia, this is your moment. Met Gala listeners who execute this week will outsell everyone who didn't. Be that boutique. Thanks again to Makeeter.com for making this episode possible. We'll see you next week on Boutique Pulse.